What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and I'm very honored today to have a special guest host. And with me is Brittany Meyer. What's up, Brittany?
Hey!
Oh, how you doing? Hey, I'm pretty excited about today's episode, and I'm pretty hungry, and I think you're probably hungry as well, huh?
Well, yeah, that's why you invited me to join you on the show today. You told me there was going to be some eating involved, so
here I am. Uh-huh. That's how I get Brittany, my girlfriend. I bribe her with food. So in front of me in my little hot little hands here, I have a peanut butter and jelly protein bar. However, this is a different kind of protein bar because the protein isn't gotten from soy. It's not derived from whey or milk. It's not from like a pea protein or a plant. It is from crickets.
Ooh, yum.
What do you think about that, Brittany?
Well, I'm a little bit interested. Not quite sure what it's going to taste like. I'm afraid it's going to taste like bugs. Not that I know what bugs taste like.
Well, I mean, most of us know what a bug tastes like. We've all at least tried a bug, but I haven't had a bug for close to 25 years. I'm 25 years sober, and I am kind of, I'm intrigued. Now, bug protein or cricket protein is kind of this new trend in fad and fitness. Have you heard of this before, Brittany?
No, this is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Yeah. So, well, you had a question for me about this, didn't you?
Well, I was wondering how the protein is actually derived because, you know, I'm thinking about how whey protein or a protein from cows is derived, and you milk the little cows, and that's how you get the whey protein, right? So I'm wondering if you do the same thing with crickets.
A cricket farm, and there's a...
You milk the crickets to get cricket protein?
A farmer that wakes up every morning bright and early at 4 o'clock in the morning. He puts on his overalls, his hat, and he goes out and he milks the crickets?
Who knows?
I imagine this farmer has to have very tiny hands. He would be a child. Child labor, I think, is what we're getting at here. You could have a long career in cricket farming if you have tiny hands. Cricket milking, excuse me. Well, let's go ahead and crack these bad boys open. So I ordered these online. They're exo, as in exoskeleton, I'm assuming.
Oh, gross.
That's pretty clever there. So it's EXO. And let's go ahead and give these a try. I've got peanut butter and jelly.
And I have cocoa nut.
Cocoa nut actually sounds pretty good. Also, it's incredible. Okay, oh, here, I found this interesting. I was reading the ingredients list, and it says here at the end, it says allergen information, and usually it says something like, this product was made in a factory that also processes nuts, so uh-huh. If you're allergic to nuts, be careful. But then it goes one step further and says, also, if you have a crustacean shellfish allergy, you also may be allergic to crickets. So apparently crickets and shrimp and any other type of shellfish are similar.
Huh. I wonder if grasshoppers fall into that same category as well.
Uh-huh. This is the poor man's lobster here. No. What, crawdads are the poor man's lobster.
This is the poor man's crawdad.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. So you're going to try yours here. Why don't you go ahead and take the first bite and honor us? This
here
is
I
the
go.
First ever bug protein.
Wish me luck.
I wish you luck. She's taking a bite here.
Well, it doesn't really taste like anything. It's not even really that sweet.
Is it chocolatey?
Yeah, it's a little bit sweet. It's not overly sweet like a lot of protein bars are.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. It doesn't taste like nasty.
Okay.
That's for sure. I mean, it's good. I like it.
All right. Well, I've got my peanut butter and jelly here. Let me give this bad boy a try here. Oh. It's kind of crumbly.
What you don't see is that Drew just shoved the entire bar into his mouth.
I'm hungry. I've been waiting all day to do this bit. Well, yeah, it's kind of flaky. I feel like there's a bug taste to it.
I think... You might be making that up in your head, though.
I just got the chills just thinking about the fact that there's a whole bunch of weird crickets in here. But overall, it tastes a lot like a date protein bar. If you've ever had one of those Luna bars, Mm-hmm. It's made with dates as the main ingredient.
Yeah.
It's very similar to that.
It does taste like that.
Yep, yep, it sure.
I actually found, I just found an article on NPR.org. It's titled Startups Pitch Cricket Flour as the Best Protein You Can Eat. And it's written by Alexander McCall. And he states that in crickets, crickets have about half the protein of chicken and beef. So crickets have about 12.9 grams of protein per 100 grams, whereas chicken and beef have about 25 grams of protein per 100 grams. Does that sound right, Drew?
That sounds about right. Now, that's interesting. So what does the article say about the protein as a whole?
Well, this article is actually talking about this exact protein bar, the Exo bars.
Okay.
And, I mean, what really turns me on about cricket protein from this article is that it talks a lot about the sustainability of crickets, which makes sense because, I mean, cows are kind of hard to come by. Not hard to come by, but it takes a lot of money to sustain a cow or to sustain that sort of environment. Whereas crickets, I don't know where they get them from. I don't know if they have little cricket farms, but or if they just have their workers going out every day and catching crickets.
Right. But, well, right now they have a limited amount of crickets to choose from because they do have to be raised and regulated and watched, and there are standards and regulations just like any other process of making food or, you know, farming.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading about that as well. That's interesting, but I don't know how I feel about it. We were talking about it's not a social norm.
Right.
It's a, I don't know. You used some kind of fancy word that I
forgot what it was
already. It was a big word, but I don't remember what
it
was.
That was definitely a mistake. I probably didn't mean to say that word.
But it is against societal norms that we would eat bugs. We haven't been used to that. I know a lot of other countries eat bugs. Mm-hmm. But we don't here in America.
We don't. I think we're probably one of the only countries that doesn't eat bugs. But they're an awesome source of protein. I mean, it sounds like it anyways.
They seem very, I don't know, universal. Mm-hmm. Bugs are everywhere. We could get plenty of bugs. I don't know. What do you think about that? If you want to weigh in on this topic, now that would have been a very funny joke if we were talking about whey protein. but if you want to chirp in, chime in. On the topic, you can hit us up, facebook.com/under10fitness. Email me, drew@under10fitness.com. What do you think about bugs as the new protein? I'm not against it, but right now I feel like I have a cricket crawling in my throat.
Yeah, I feel like I have something stuck in my tooth. There is something stuck in my tooth. I'm a little bit concerned about what exactly it is.
Uh-huh. I'm a little weirded out by it now. We're coming to the end of the episode here, but before we do, I do also want to mention a little bit more about the cricket protein. Like, because right now, what they do is they make flour out of it. So they take all these crickets. You said, how do they process them right now?
They basically bake them in the oven to kill them and then grind them in the blender, which is very sad.
It's very disturbing. I mean, but any type of process where you have to, you know, kill something to eat it, just like chicken or beef, it is sad when you actually sit down and think about it. So that is sad to see the little crickets. Who was the cricket that was the Pinocchio's best friend?
Jiminy.
Jiminy, you know, you're just going to think about Jiminy every time you're eating these things. Oh, that's sad. Also, but I wanted to touch on the price.
Mm-hmm.
The flour right now for cricket flour, it is about $40 a pound, which is very expensive. That is over five times the amount of whey protein that you get from milk and cows.
That doesn't seem very sustainable.
It doesn't, but that's because there's not a lot of it going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have the crickets being raised in the right environment and they're processed the correct way up to everybody's standards, I imagine that that price will drop a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, also, I believe from this same company or a company very similar to it, you can order bags of crickets that have been roasted and not ground into flour. So I think that is another treat that we will have to try in a future
Interesting.
Episode.
Interesting. Salted crickets.
Yep. Awesome. Well, if you want to check out these protein bars, you can go to facebook.com/under10fitness, and I'll put up a post there with a link to the website where you can find out everything that you need to know about these Exo protein bars. Brittany, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks again, Drew. I really appreciate the food. It has been a pleasure.